Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Shawn Mendes, love that tune. 53102 to get in touch by text, and you can email dermotanddave@todayfm.com.
Our Sean on the Dermot and Dave team here at Today FM reckons that Shawn Mendes is, get ready for it, better than Ed Sheeran.
I do declare! Oh, fan me! Horace, fan me, Horace!
It's a big claim, Sean.
Big claim, yeah. Mm.
Sorry, I think it's true.
Why is it true?
Because he always moans in his songs, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran moans too much in his songs.
Ed Sheeran and I are BFFs. We bonded over boy bands. You better watch out, Sean. I'm going to tell him.
There's a lot of people called Eddie Brennan in Kilkenny. Did you ever notice that?
Sure, yeah.
There are many Eddie Brennans. We've got one of them on the phone. He's from Kilkenny. And Eddie, you've invented some kind of new postal technology.
I don't know about technology, more of a loophole.
Yeah, a loophole. So, okay, let's go back to the start. You're in a pub in Helsinki, then what?
So, I was in a nice craft beer, as you do these days, a craft beer pub. And I was sitting down and I was fidgeting with a beer mat. And
so, can we just say, how hipster are you? Are you drinking craft beer in Finland?
I can't get away from it because if anybody checks in, yeah.
Have you got a long beard?
Yes.
Of course you do.
I know you wear braces when you don't need them on your pants. Anyway.
No.
Okay, long beard, nice craft beer in Helsinki.
Yeah, we're just sitting down and myself and my Finnish mate, we're just shooting the breeze and having a few nice beers. And I was fidgeting with a beer mat and I started pulling the back off of it because, I don't know.
That's what we do when we're bored in pubs. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we're just like, oh, I'm sick of talking to you. I'm going to pull the back off a beer mat. Then he proceeds to tell me this story that his mom told him when he was studying in Prague. He was out drinking one night, and his mom told him that if he takes the back off a beer mat and reveals the white part, you have to draw a line down the middle, write whatever note you want to say to a person, and then you draw a stamp on it. You know, that's, he emphasized this, that you have to draw the stamp. You just write the address, and you stick it in a letterbox, and it will arrive. And he said that he'd done it from Prague and it got back to his parents' house in Helsinki. Immediately, I called a load of bull.
And his drunken craft beer story.
Yeah, I was like, this is a load of bull. I said, look, let's just try it anyway, because we had a few beers and we had nothing else to do and I was sick of talking to him. So I decided to write my notes, draw a line down the middle, write the address and draw on the stamp with the little frilly edge. Little map of Ireland in the middle of the stamp, and
you patriot.
Well, sure. Look, just to make sure it got to Ireland. That was the main thing.
What address did you put on it?
I put my parents' address on it.
Right. And where are they living?
Kilkenny.
Okay.
And I put a lovely note on it to my mom that I was coming home in 2 weeks and expect two big bag loads of washing. Because you know an Irish mammy loves a bag load
of
washing.
That's the truth.
So we went into a different conversation, and then on the way home in the central bus station, I just dropped it into the post box. Mm. So that would have been on Wednesday, 24th of May. I got home to Ireland a week and a half later, and then the middle of last week, it was either Wednesday or Thursday, I can't remember, I go downstairs, I'm on my way to work, and I look down the ground, there's a beer mat on the ground, and I'm like, oh, no way. So there it was, and it has an official stamp on it, the whole lot. So,
oh my God, so it actually worked?
Well, it worked for me, and he said it worked from Prague, and he said it's some postman code that it has to be a beer mat. It has to be like from a pub. It will get delivered.
It's the ultimate life hack. This is like, you can communicate for like, even if the battery in your phone dies, you can still send a text message / postcard that will take a long time to get there, but you can still send your message.
Seeing as we're a country of people that like to spend a lot of time in pubs, I never heard of it before.
No.
And that's what I find most interesting is that, how did we never hear this before?
Yeah, well, it would suggest that there, you know, this is obviously an unwritten part of some postman's code. And this would suggest that there are other things in the postman's code we don't know about.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty we don't know about. And now to ride Mrs. O'Reilly. No, he was a milkman, but still, same rules apply, I think.
Yeah, so there could be other things that we don't know. But when you posted the beer mat, were you like, ha! I'm going to show him
No, I was like, I'm never going to see this beer mat ever again.
Yeah, so you had zero confidence in that it would actually work.
Yeah, so I sent him a message last week and he just said, told you so. That was it.
Right, well, you know what you do? You should send him a postcard now, as in a beer mat postcard.
I should. Yeah. Well, there's one or two pubs in Kilkenny.
Yeah, you might find one if you go down the town.
I might.
Does it work internally or is it only internationally? Like, if you send a beer mat from one part of Ireland to another part of Ireland, will that work?
I don't know, but it'd be interesting to find out.
Well, I think that's a challenge for myself and Dave. We're going to do that today.
Also, we know, because they're constantly ringing us, that loads of postmen and postwomen listen to us. So get on 53102 now and confess the postcode stuff we don't know.
Yeah.
What secrets do you hold, postmen and women of Ireland?
And what were you doing in Helsinki just for the crack?
No. Well, I was teaching over there just for the crack.
Oh, teaching English?
No. They all speak English over there. They don't need me with my lovely Kilkenny accent teaching them English. They all speak with lovely American accents. No, I was teaching woodcraft in an international school.
Gosh, you are such a hipster. Cool. Long beard, craft beers, and they're handcrafting things out of wood.
Yeah.
And I was wearing a red flannel shirt, but look.
I can imagine you've got like a sepia filter on your entire life.
No, it's black and white filter. Everything looks better in black and white.
That's incredible.
Eddie, that is amazing. Thanks for enlightening us about that.
I'm looking forward myself to find out what is the code.
Yeah.
What are you working on today?
I am going in to supervise junior cert French.
Oh my God, you're an invigilator.
I am. And I did not take a photograph of any exam and put it online.
Good.
Good. Not me.
Wow. So you've got one hell of a life going on there. Uncovering postman codes, invigilating junior cert exams. It's all happening.
Finish for a goodbye.
Moi.
Well,
I'm actually lucky because that's one of the two words I know.
So. What's the other one?
Kitos is thank you.
Kitos.
And that's actually all you need because they're pretty reserved people. So you can just walk around and grunt at people and they think you're finished. So, you just walk into a shop and say, moi. And then say Kitos at the end and they'll think you're finished.
Well, Kitos for the heads up on the postcode beer mat thing.
You're like Tom Hanks in The Postman's Code, as yet unmade movie.
I just need to get a friend that looks like a football.
There's a few of them in Kilkenny, I'd say. Eddie, moi moi.
Moi, moi moi.
See you later, man.
Kitos.
Bye.
Good luck. Good luck.
That's Eddie Brennan from Kilkenny there, who managed to successfully send half a beer mat from Helsinki to Dublin, or to Kilkenny. So, post people of Ireland, is it true or is it not true? Let us know. 53102 Dermot and Dave at todayfm.com.
That you don't need a stamp. You just draw the stamp on the beer mat, write whatever address you want, and it will get there.
53102.
Eddie says it's true.